शांति।
ओम शांति।
जैसे हमारे बाबा की महिमा है,
as is the praise of our dear Baba, so is the praise of land of Bharat.
देवताओं की भूमि है, देव भूमि है।
Land of Bharat is a land of deities.
परमात्मा के अवतरण की भूमि है।
It's the land where supreme soul incarnates in this world. It's an imperishable land.
मार्ग प्रशस्त करने के लिए।
This is a land which guides the whole world. And Bharat acts as a lighthouse and will continue to act so. Now the time has come when the whole world will look at Bharat as a spiritual guide. Baba himself has incarnated in the form of Sadguru and has taken the task of giving liberation and liberation in life to all the souls. Land of Bharat is small but an elevated land. We call Bharat as mother. When we say that Bharat as mother, people consider it as a land, but Bharatma is the incarnation of the land of Shiv Shakti. Supreme Father himself has called Supreme Shiv Shaktis as Vande Mataram, and through the help of sisters and mothers, he has ignited spirituality in the soul. Because of this spiritual light, people's vision is on the land of Bharat. That's why Bharat is the land which is the spiritual guide. In abroad, there are a lot of development that has happened. In comparison to that, Bharat is not that developed. Here there is poverty, but in the world, the main poverty in this world, Bharat is detached from the biggest poverty, that is of character. People does not have spirituality in their life. Because of the lack of spirituality, people are not able to live together even in the family. There is no real love, there is no real connection, and there is no proper sustenance amongst family members. In the family too, mother has to borrow money from the son. The land of Bharat is rich in that sense. Throughout the world, when people get fed up with the outside development and become peaceless, all the world's vision will be on the land of Bharat. Because Bharat's light is that of the light of spirituality. In the land of Bharat, there were many, many sages, gurus and elevated souls who has done their task of elevating spirituality. The power of spirituality nowadays is converted in the form of religion, and there has been division in these religions. But in reality, there's a difference between spirituality and religion. Religion nowadays, there are many, many different religions like Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Christians. But spirituality says that your original religion is that of peace, happiness blessed with this power of spirituality. The soul of Bharat is complete, and those souls has guided the whole world and is continuing to guide the whole world, because of which the whole world will look at Bharat with an elevated vision. Coming to talk about the development, when we talk about development, there are two aspects. Our government will look at the terms like where there is no electricity in places or where there is no water facility that's available. Based on electricity and water, a place is considered to be developed or not. There is land transport too, but based on these two, it's considered more important. Baba too, in this whole world, has looked at this aspect that where, in which place there is no spiritual light, and because of the lack of the spiritual light, they had gone into the body consciousness and is under the influence of vices, because of which they continue to do different sins. So this is because of the lack of the spiritual light, the knowledge of soul which Baba has given. So every single soul is deceived from this lack of true knowledge. The meaning of spirituality is to realize our real self. When we have understood that we are not this body but the soul, and we are all children of one father, then this light helps soul and protects from different kinds of burdens. The main foundation of different burdens is that of body consciousness. Supreme Father has given the knowledge of the realization of the true self, that is soul consciousness. Baba told us, you are all souls and you are all brothers, and based on the body relation, you are brothers and sisters. You belong to Shiva and you are all Brahma Kumar and Kumaris. Baba has given this elevated knowledge, and because of which there is a lot of praise about Brahma too. Brahma is also considered as Jagat Guru, that is the world's spiritual guide. Throughout the Kalpa Vriksha, Brahma is considered as great-great-grandfather, the initial father, which the original father, people had called Brahma as Prajapita, Prajapati, because Pati is considered as a master. In reality, the father of all the religion, that is Prajapita Brahma, that is great-great-grandfather. Baba was telling about the children too. Baba said, you children are also seated in the roots of Kalpa tree, and you are all ancestor souls. Through you ancestor souls, the whole Kalpa tree, whether the souls have detached from different, the trunk and diverted branches and leaves, through your power, through your action, through your every single vibration, the whole tree is getting influenced. That's why you are all guides. Baba has given two titles to the children. Baba's main three tasks are there. Baba said that you cannot be the father of the souls, because the father of souls is only one. But you can become teacher as well as spiritual guide. Through, in the form of teacher, you can give the light of knowledge to others throughout the world. Wherever Baba's children has reached throughout the world, with the power of the knowledge in the form of water, they have helped in increasing the greenery of that place by giving the true path or showing the true path in the form of spiritual guide. Those children have also followed Brahma Baba. That's why you are also called as Master Teacher and Master Spiritual Guide, Master Shikshak and Master Sadguru. Throughout the world, people is wandering. They're not able to find the path. They're not able to understand what is the future. All those people who are fortune tellers, they have said a lot of predictions about future, that this will happen. If you look in the YouTube too, people say a lot about the end of the world, that the glaciers will melt, the whole world will be submerged. So people have been discussing and predicting a lot of things about the future. But nobody said that this world is eternal and you cannot destroy this knowledge. This world will only transform. You cannot destroy this world. This world won't get destroyed. And the transformation of this world is based on the transformation of the self. This is an elevated knowledge. Baba has told this to his children. Baba said that if you want to make this world a new world and transform this world, and if you want to give all souls liberation and liberation in life, if Bharat is a spiritual guide, then the residents of the Bharat has to show others the liberation, the path of liberation and liberation in life. We have to give other souls the real knowledge, real understanding, and has to relieve them of vicious thoughts and other negative acts. So this is that we have to relieve ourselves from these negativity. So first we have to check ourselves, because the foundation of the world transformation is self-transformation. We can transform the world only when we have transformed ourselves and did elevated actions on ourselves. So you have to look at yourself, that me, the soul, did I follow the Srimad of Sadguru? The first Srimad of Sadguru is to forget all the other souls and remember me alone, that is Man Manabhav. When the father comes to this world, all the other religious teachers are also to here, because he himself is the Sadguru, and in the certain form, whatever the service is happening in the incognito way, and the founders of the religion who are now in this world and has less power now, they will get the path of liberation and liberation in life from this place. There's a secret behind this. If you look at the culture of Bharat, Bharatma has done service to all the souls. Mother is considered as the first guide of a child. Today, Mother Bharat is also giving sustenance to the whole world. Vaccine is built here. Before the people of Bharat got the vaccination, the vaccination is being spread to all, given to other countries. This is a huge heart. Bharat has never attacked other countries. First, if others have attacked first, yes, we have responded, But in the form of mother, we, Bharat, has never attracted other countries. So the real Sadhguru has incarnated in this Bharat. This Bharat is the eternal land and the elevated land of pilgrimage. There are a lot of faults that has happened. The scholars during the Dwapar Yug, the real catching power, based on their catching power, they have written scriptures. But when other religious people attacked Bharat, the knowledge in the scriptures also got diverted and the truth got diluted. In the confluence age, Supreme Father has given the knowledge of liberation and liberation in life, and we got the result of which in the golden and silver ages. In the confluence age, the knowledge of the liberation and liberation in life which we got now, and the elevated treatment that we got now, because of which the world got transformed, and through which, and from Satyug and Trita, that's golden and silver age, nobody remembered this knowledge. But when the soul came in the soul body consciousness from the copper age, and when we forgot that we are souls because of the body consciousness, people went to do vicious acts, and when souls started increasing in the world, people started remembering the Supreme Father, and people started doing devotion of Shiva. So he is the first spiritual guide, and the first temple of Somnath was built. If you look at the history of Somnath temple, it is said that the Shivlinga of the Somnath temple, it was made of diamond, and it was a huge diamond, and it was still in the middle. And the middle, and the diamond in the middle was standing not based on any foundation. It was in the air because it did not have any foundation from below, above or other direction. When Mohammad Ghazni saw this, he touched his hand and saw that there is no foundation based on which the diamond is standing. So he understood that the four pillars, there were four pillars in between the diamond, there were magnets in the four pillars. So Mohammad Ghazni attacked the four pillars. When the pillars were attacked, the diamond started shaking. So he understood that this diamond is standing on the base of the magnet. And the diamond was so huge that he was not able to carry it in one go. He had to break that huge diamond. So when we were carrying this diamonds and wealth from the Somnath temple, people stole the diamonds on the path too, and small pieces of this diamond were spread in different parts of the world because people attacked Mohammad Ghazni on his way back home. The Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, people started remembering Supreme Father in different places. The Brahma Baba, who is the soul of Sri Krishna, who is the first devotee of Shiva, he established this Shivling of Somnath. And later, when you look at the cycle, other different kinds of devotees, people started worshipping different devotees, and real knowledge started to decline. But the real foundation of India got spread in the temples. If you look at the land of parrots in Kashi and Banaras too. The birthplace of Krishna, Madhura, is in India. The birthplace of Rama, Ayodhya, is in India. All the most of the elevated person, they have their remembrance in this land of Bharat. That's why the land of Bharat is known throughout the world, because the land of Bharat is the spiritual guide, and the Supreme Father himself has incarnated in this world in the land of Bharat and has done such a huge service to the whole world. The Supreme Father says, "Dear child, remain in your original state, and while remaining in one place, become a guide to the whole world." What's the method for that? Baba said 2-3 methods. The first method is to focus your mind and intellect. Concentrate your mind and intellect. How much ever we concentrate our mind and intellect and remain in the soul conscious state, and when we experience all the power of Supreme Father in us, then this power becomes a light to all the other souls of the world. They will know the path. So this is the first method. Everyone will start searching from where is this light coming from. So the first method is the concentration of mind and intellect. Through this, you have to take the powers from Baba first, and through this power, you have to give light to the whole world. The second method which Baba said is, children, now you have to wear the dress of an angel. Now you have to throw away this dress of body consciousness. You have to become very light. We are original state is double light. Atma, the soul, is light, point of light. And there is no weight, there is no kind of attachment or burden in the soul. So this light of the soul and the light of the subtle body, the double light. Through this light, you have to move around this world. For 1 hour during the evening time, if you travel throughout this world in this angelic dress, scientists will say that there's something flying. Light came and then light left by doing elevated tasks. You angels should travel this world in the form of wearing this double light dress. This world won't transform by giving physical things, but with the power of spiritual light and through the water of knowledge, and if you give this to all the people of the world through your soul conscious stage, through your angelic stage, for this you require deep, deep power of silence. Silence is a huge power. With this power of silence, you'll be able to spread the vibration of peace throughout the world. Bestow of peace is Shri Baba. When you connect yourself with this powerhouse of peace, and this peace gets vibrated throughout the world, all the souls will recognize that there is some source from which so much peace is getting spread throughout this world, and everyone will look at India, and Bharat will be known as the spiritual guide. Now the time has come when we children, wherever we are in India, abroad, we should detach ourselves from different little things, and we have to increase the power of silence and concentrate our mind and intellect and wear the dress of angel. First transform ourselves. You have to introspect and look at your weakness, And with the power of Supreme Soul, you have to burn your weakness and transform yourself and become the foundation of world transformation. And everyone will get help and support from this place. And if such thing happens, people will say that Bharat is a real spiritual guide. Now is the time for that. And Baba has given such responsibility to we children. By understanding this huge responsibility, we have to take time and we have to give searchlight and sakash to this whole world. Now, this service is required. Baba said, this is nothing. Huge mountains of sorrow has to fall on this world because it's a time of transformation. At such a time, you have to become the bestower of happiness and you have to vibrate power of happiness, peace and love to others. So other souls will realize that there's somebody who is helping us and people will realize that this is coming from Bharat and people will try to come close to Bharat. Om Shanti.